what types of techniques have you used to scale up so quickly?
Yeah, so you know, we've changed our strategy over the years, depending on sort of where we were, both in terms of funding and resources, but also personnel on the ground, and you know, where we were sort of in timeline of executing the plan that we had set for ourselves and later that the board had set for us. And really, the common theme throughout each one of those stages has been, you know, straight up hustle. I mean, there's not like a magic playbook that we have. We do have a playbook that we go and we use in every city, and that's part of sort of the secret sauce of our expansion. But you know, a lot of it is just putting your nose down and getting stuff done, and just a lot of hard work and you know, going at it nonstop until you can actually make it happen. So we met with media, we talked to the press, we tried to pretty hard to integrate ourselves into the local culinary scene. That's been a big piece of what we tried to do in every city, is not be the group of outsiders, but really, you know, integrate with the community, become well known, and we want to know the local, you know, service industry staff, restaurant folks, and chefs, of course. Part of what we do, you know, in our cities, about 50% to 60% of the chefs we feature are all local chefs, and the other 40% to 50% are we fly in from elsewhere. So when we go into a city like Austin, we would know the chefs. Of course, we need to know the chefs because that's the talent pool we pull from. And then the ones that do really well, we sort of take them on tour and go into other cities.